asked him, for our clerk.
It's blanking that it's recording, so I think that is correct.
Very good. All right, at this point, I have 7:01 on Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022, and hereby call this meeting of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton to order. Madam Acting Clerk, have we satisfied all of the requirements for the Open Meetings, Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Law?
Yes.
Thank you very much. If you'll all please join me in the salute to the flag.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call, please. Do you want me to do it?
I got it, I think. Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switlet?
Here.
Council President Strauss?
Is absent.
Is absent. And Mayor Malay?
Present. We have a quorum, thank you very much. Before we begin, I would just like to make a motion. We did, at the last meeting, move to appoint Rita Mekovitz, our administrator, as acting interim clerk. For the purposes of this evening's meeting, I'd like to expand that motion, if I may, so that we can take care of some administrative things in the office. And since Carla's out for a good bit of the week, I'd like to make a motion to appoint Rita Mekovitz, RMC, as the township's interim deputy clerk, with full authority to perform the functions of Township Clerk Carla Connor during Carla's absence, including but not limited to signing and certifying all documents adopted by the mayor and council at its March 23rd, 2022 meeting. So I'll make that motion. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlet?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes. Okay, we will now open the floor to comments from the public for items listed on the agenda only. Anybody from the public who might wish to come forward, make a comment. And I will ask the two gentlemen, before they come up, if they can swing those chairs forward. We're a little out of sorts this evening, so I appreciate it. Seeing no members of the public come forward, we'll give it a little bit more. I'll close the public comment session. And we'll move to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the township mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, a council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items that anyone wishes to remove from the agenda?
I'd like to move number 5, the Farm Service Concession Agreement, please.
Okay. We'll pull number 5. And I will make a note to remember that myself. Any other items? Anybody from the public? I will just note that I shall be abstaining from the minutes because I am not eligible to vote upon the minutes. So, given that, may I have a motion for the
I'll
consent?
Move.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlet?
Yes.
And that would be it.
Well, I'll
You're going to just abstain from the minutes.
I'll vote yes with an abstention on the minutes.
Mayor Malay?
I think he thinks the answer already.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I thought I answered. With that abstention. All right. The next item on our agenda is an appointment to the Open Space Committee. This is an appointment for to fill one of a couple vacancies that recently occurred. And for that, we would like to appoint Janet Howard. Janet has met with the chair, Mike Aversa, very qualified. She's on the county open space committee, so knows her way around open space. I think would be a great valuable asset to the committee. And this is an advice and consent, so I will make a motion to appoint Janet. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion?
No, she's great.
Terrific.
Yeah.
We'll have a roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchnowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlet?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes. And Officer Carl, thank you for joining us. We don't need copies at the moment. I think we're okay for now.
Okay.
Thank you, yep. We'll begin with reports, and before we get to the council reports, I'd ask that the open space committee members who joined us this evening might come forward, and I know they have something they'd like to discuss with us.
Okay, I'll need one for the record. Thank you.
Wow, it's color. Wow.
I'll share, and we can put one out for the residents and the press. Mind just stating both your names and...
Les Geese, 3 Windy Hill Road, Annandale.
Mike Aversa, 30 Hermantown Road in Annandale. So both Les and I have been running the Clinton Township Deer Program for the last 3 years. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of background on how we've done over those last 3 years. This year, we took 27 deer. Last year, we took 34 deer. And the year before, we took 35 deer. And I know the question is going to come up, why is the number down? Windy Acres had a breakout of a disease that goes by the acronym EHD. Ironically, the hunters there decided to back off because there was a lot of deer that died off on the Windy Acres property. So I got to respect them for that because they didn't want to continue to reduce the deer population when it was a pretty bad situation. Amy and a few of the people that were assigned to Windy Acres have told me that the deer are populated back into the area. So Windy Acres will be back on the table for next year. I think it'll be fine. But there were no deer taken off of Windy Acres this year, when normally we get somewhere between 8 and 10 deer off of that property by itself. We reevaluated all the properties again this year like we do every year. We're going to continue with the 5 properties that we have, Prospect East, Prospect West, Brace Hill, Windy Acres, and Hackett Preserve and White Cloud, so 6 properties. We also looked at potentially additional properties. We looked at Springside, we looked at Caulfield, and we looked at Marukian. Caulfield does not work. The areas you can hunt are right on top of the hiking trails and the 5K trail, so that's not going to work. Springside is just a difficult piece of property to get in and out of. You would literally have to park in Ferrand and take your harvest out through Ferrand, and I think that would be a bad sign. But we really did look at Marukian. And what I provided you is a map of potentially how we would hunt Marukian. Marukian would be archery. We would be far enough away from the soon-to-be disc golf course and far enough away from the housing development. We broke it up into 2 pieces. One piece would be hunted on the, I'll call it the north end. They would park on Cedar Grove Road, and they would come in and hunt that section. The other piece, which is very similar to how we have to hunt Brace Hill, they would actually park off of Allerton Road, and then they would hike in past the Caulfield, it's a hike. Come in off the Caulfield property and hunt the southern edge. I think it's doable. I actually hunted Brace Hill this year, and we did it. It's not a problem. You have a long drag if you have to, take a deer out. But
I think there's plenty of deer on that property, so I think it would be beneficial if it's approved that we open that up as an additional property. That would just house two teams, one team from the south and one team from the north. And again, archery only. Couple other potential changes that we are going to implement for this year. And Trishka, I've already taken a pass at doing the resolution, so you.
Okay.
If this is approved, I can get it to you and you can do what you need to do to make it formal. Last year, this past hunting season, we did a doe is required before you can take a buck in all seasons, including the 6-day firearm season. The week before the 6-day firearm season, the decision was made, you know what, we're going to pass on that. If they see a buck, they can take a buck first. And then a couple of the gentlemen that have been in the program made a recommendation going forward called bank a doe. So what would happen is, let's say in September, they shoot 3 does up front. Well, each one of those does counts towards the next successive season. So they've essentially gotten their doe. So if they see a buck first, they can take a buck. So we're gonna implement what we call this bank a doe program, which will help, I think, get people to take more does, and potentially down the road, especially when you get to November, which is prime time for hunting, if you see a buck, you can take a buck.
Not only to try to get more does, but to get them earlier in the season.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, great point.
Yeah.
So I guess that's kind of the background. You can see from the map how we propose setting up the properties. That's our drawing, so it's not a scale, but it should give you some idea how we propose doing this.
So I'll begin the bank of doe program. I mean, 6 days, if you don't see a doe till day 6, you're kind of beat, so I get it.
Yeah.
For Marukian, and I'll bring this up for the benefit of the public and the council who may not be as familiar, could you just go into some of the things that you've discovered over the last couple of years at the site that you might think would be a reason to begin a program at Marukian, because I think there are some circumstances there that bear consideration.
Thank you, because I completely forgot to bring that up. I shouldn't say we, but there, Amy and I believe other people have caught trespassing hunters on that property where they've actually had trail cameras and tree stands. So they're coming in from adjoining properties and hunting, which in my opinion is an unsafe situation because you don't know who's there and where they are. And I believe there's also been some vandalism there where they've cut down live trees and tried to build some shelters, and I guess they're camping back there to some extent or hanging out back there. So I think having teams in there from the Clinton Township program will help police what's going on, and it would alleviate the two problems that I've mentioned. And if there's others that we haven't even identified yet, that would be a plus as well.
And one of those trail cameras, for the record, caught in the background the cross-country team running on the trail. Yeah. So I think historically I've been a little bit concerned and opposed, frankly, to hunting the property because it is widely used. It's near the high school. But I'm more open to it now just for the policing aspect of it and ensuring that we know who's there and we know that they're abiding by safety and security regulations and rules that we've established. So.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I have to give Les all the credit for identifying how we would park on that property, because I always thought we would park in the parking lot and then go in, but Les was the one that identified where we could park and not, it would not be visible to the public if we had parked out in the regular parking lot. Mm-hmm.
And besides, my property backs into it, so whoever's successful there, they could probably come in my driveway and go in that way too.
Comment.
So the park mark off, just because I'm not as familiar with the property as some. So it's up on that western edge, but it's pretty far from the other activity plans. It's way back from the disc golf. The trails are fairly far from those spots, right?
Yeah. There aren't any trails where the blue mark
Right, at all, because that's sort of that hilly area that comes up.
That's nothing. The orange section here, there is some trellis on the edge. I don't know if we want to maybe fiddle around with the board. But that pretty much doesn't have anything either. Trail cam that we brought to the police.
Right.
Les found one, he brought that to the police.
Right.
I personally saw three total now stands in there.
Wow.
And it's just, it's really overpopulated with deer. It's really.
I live in that area.
Please, don't print that.
Yeah.
Especially with my mask.
I'm like this. Please redo.
Right.
And as he did mention, they are, I mean, they're making, the teenagers, making little huts back there, but they're actually chopping down beautiful cedar trees and making.
Right.
Like little mini log cabins. So, I was really surprised because I did that connector trail, so I sort of got personal with this property and I was a little disappointed about what's going on.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, yeah. I mean, the concern I had was how close is it to other activities?
All right.
We're starting to have a lot going on that property.
Yes, yes.
So, but I think I'm satisfied by looking at the map saying, well, it's kind of off on the side. It gets that side benefit of a little bit of a police function. At least they know there's, I'll call it adult supervision to keep the rabble-rousers down.
Distance from the property lines typically for all the properties, 100 feet?
That's dictated by the state. So since it's archery only, they have to be at least 50 yards from any dwelling, which.
Or structure.
Yeah, I was going to say any dwelling could be a shed or a kid's playground and a swing set in the backyard. So that's dictated by the state.
Would, just by the way this is situated, would that mean we're counting a little bit closer to houses versus other properties? I'm thinking Bray's were pretty far from houses. If the neighbors were to say something, would we be able to say, it's, you know, the state law for one, of course, 50 yards?
I would think that, as a general rule, if I had applied for that property, I don't want to sit in somebody's backyard. I'm going to wind up further away.
You don't want to see it, really.
Yeah, I don't want to see it, and more importantly, if they see me, there's a chance that they might vandalize my tree stand, so you want to be careful about that. So I don't think anybody's going to be at the 50-yard mark. I think they're going to be well beyond that.
And I don't think the drawing shows it, but there is a power line that goes through there.
Oh, the easements there, I forgot, yeah.
As a hunter, I would probably try to get to go in and up and down the power line, not necessarily property lines.
Got it, yeah.
So I think, gentlemen, you're really looking for guidance from us, from council, before you start to prepare the annual resolution as to whether those changes are acceptable so that we don't create a resolution that isn't going to come back here.
Yeah, this is the only change to what we've done in the past. Windy Acres will again be, sections of that will be bow, and sections of that will be gun and bow. And we went through that with Amy last year, and I think we're okay there. Brays Hill will be both. There will be one section of Brays Hill which will be archery only, and it'll be on the southern end of that property. There's a section where the pump house is. Mm-hmm. It's not safe to put gun hunting in there because there's a trail that cuts through the woods. So that'll stay archery only. The rest of the property will be gun and archery. Prospect East, Prospect West will be both. White Cloud is archery only, and Hackett's will be both. So there's really no changes.
What would be helpful if the council does say and do a resolution with those changes, but even for the properties that aren't changing, would be if you could provide maps, again, with your not to scale rough delineations, completely fine, but just, you know, because to your point, like, you're being very specific about areas on a property that would be archery only versus gun and archery. So I think it'd be useful to have those maps.
Yeah, we can provide maps for all the properties.
Yeah, that'd be
great. But more specifically, it's really the properties that are either only a section of the property, for example,
right.
White Cloud, or in case of a Windy Acres where you can only hunt archery and archery in certain sections and gun in certain. So those should be attached to the resolution. And as I said earlier, I've already taken the opportunity to draft up the resolutions based on last year's copy.
Sure.
I added Maruki, and I think the only thing I need is lot and block and acreage.
We can get that.
Yeah, so I think we're ready to go, and I think we have the maps ready to go as well.
Great, so just ship all that stuff over to me by email, and then I can do the final packaging.
Yeah, and we're gonna also post all the maps for all the properties on the website.
Perfect.
So that the hunters can see that as well.
Great.
I think it's a great program. I think it helps to reduce the deer population, which we sorely need, as most residents, I think, would agree. And frankly, it's good to have knowledge of what's going on with hunting on our open space properties, as opposed to trying to figure out who's out there essentially poaching and potentially creating unsafe conditions.
Do we have good demand for the license, enough hunters for the properties? We're adding a couple additional ones, so it's like...
It's interesting you asked that question. The first 2 years, we had good subscription to the program.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, for some reason, it really fell off.
Hmm.
And I did run into a few people that participated previously, and they just forgot about it.
COVID.
I mean, we do it the same time every year. The dates change by one day because we do it the first Monday in June for residents and employees of the township, and then the second Monday we do it for non-resident.
Mm-hmm.
This past year was the first year we had anybody that was a non-resident apply, and I think it was only one team.
Mm-hmm.
But we were down teams this year, and then the Windy Acres thing did not help us at all.
It's and to think that you've gotten 27 deer without having any on Windy Acres is pretty impressive.
That's
a big site.
Windy Acres was zero, Braes was five, White Cloud was three, Prospect West was two, Hackett's was 14.
No,
wow.
And Prospect East was three. One gentleman on Hackett's, and don't hold me to this, he either took 10 or 11 deer himself.
I'm going to tell you, those residents up there are probably very grateful because
there's
a lot of neighborhoods that would be inundated.
So yeah, the last 2 years I've noticed that I thought it was his team, but Tom Sylvia told me that it's actually this one individual. He gets out 3-4 times a week.
Oh wow.
You know, as you know, I'm also involved with Hunters Helping the Hungry, and a number of these deer did donate into that. But in addition to that, many of the farmers throughout the state are really raising the level of concern about deer and crops. Now, this EHD has hit some pockets in the state, but very limited pockets. In our area, it doesn't seem to have any effect whatsoever, and we're still probably going to be ending up with a lot of the farmers wanting to do depredation permits, that sort of thing, to try to reduce the crop damage. So we're trying to do the best we can with the limitations we have, and just working towards that goal.
Well, I hope some of those old teams come back then and get better demand. I mean, as Brian said, the point is to try to cull the population a little bit.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that we get to a point where we're oversubscribed for hunters. That would be ideal.
Right.
All right, so then I would just ask if anybody here has an objection rather than proceeding.
And no, I think it's not the concern I have.
I would think just make sure you're very specific on the setbacks of where those houses are. Make sure the residents know.
Yeah, I would say even probably from open yard, backyard.
Well, if it's like if we're going to put it on the website, just have.
And adjust for the trails that you just put in.
Oh, I'll show them.
At the orientation, Tom and I and Les had a meeting a week or two ago.
Yeah.
And we talked about after we have the general orientation, we're going to sit down with each property team and identify how they're to hunt that property, how far they have to stay away, what they need to do. So it's real specific, because we used to do it just as a general meeting and run through all the rules. We think with, Windy Acres is Park Gun and Park Bow, and this is brand new, and there's houses along the western border.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be real specific, and we're going to hold one-on-ones with the teams that get assigned to the properties and just run through all the specifics as it pertains.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright.
Thank you both very much.
Yes.
Appreciate the time and the effort.
Trishka, I will get you something in the next few days.
Great, sounds good.
With that, we'll move to Councilman Glazer's report.
I have nothing to report.
Get out of town.
Nothing happened since the last meeting.
Wow, alright. Councilman Kochanowski then.
Since I wasn't here at the last meeting, I have nothing to report other than we did introduce the budget and that's.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're up, Councilman.
Okay, our open space meeting's tomorrow. We have some things on the agenda to discuss, the Beaverbrook cleanup. We received two quotes for the cleanup on that, so we just need to get some guidelines, guidance from the township of what we can and cannot do with that area. We already went through the deer program. Scott Pender is working beautifully over there at disc golf. I actually ran over there and took some pictures before the meeting. I'm really impressed with his work. It's clean. He's keeping everything that should be alive and upright.
Alive and upright.
Alive and upright, and I just was really impressed. Mike Aversa and I, we met with Janet, our new open space member, very happy with her, and is it Jorgen? Jorgen. Silent. Okay, and it was basically to find out, I guess Janet had touched base with Mike Aversa, and as you had mentioned, she's familiar with the county, and he's really good with land acquisitions, which is something that we want to start looking into this year. So it was helpful. He basically explained how to look at, you know, different properties, and we're hoping to work with, well, everyone on open space has their little niche. I think Janet's going to be the one that will be able to bring us up to some standards when it comes to land acquisitions. So it was a good meeting, and I'm really excited about having her, and she's a female. That's very exciting as well.
Yeah.
For me. last woman was Patricia. She's sorely missed. So the beekeeper, I met with her on Sunday. We found a really nice spot. It's near the water. I didn't think that they needed to be sort of near water, so I sent a map of the location we chose. It's full sun.
Either might have it. We'll get it.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I'll need it for the agreement.
Right.
So you can finalize it.
So it's the whole trail of all the Woody Acres map, and with an arrow exactly where it's going to be. It's away from the trails. Again, full sun and next to the water. She's ecstatic. I have a work order in with the DPW to do a very modest little fence around it. Nothing crazy.
If you could send me that information too. I mean, I don't want to be overly precise in the
That's
agreement,
fine.
But it would be
the
helpful
reason
to
why I made the map, because I knew you wanted it.
Yes.
The location. But okay, yeah, just tell me if you need anything else.
I think it's really just the map and the fencing.
Okay.
You know, if there were any other like specific details, you know, about things that she needs or limitations or whatever, let me know.
Yeah.
But I think those are really the two key things, and then we can wrap up the agreement.
Yeah, she sent me the measurements and yeah, the work orders in. So I could even send pictures over to the site when it's complete, if that'll be helpful. Okay, and environmental, our meeting is April 7th. We're just finalizing some stuff for Community Day. I think we got a lot on our plate. I hope we can handle it all. We have the tree pickup, which is 200 trees. And we have to basically assemble them because they're bare root. Hmm. I didn't know that. So we're going to be very busy the week prior to Community Day. We have a stream assessment on April 2nd. We haven't really done any inviting. We wanted to do like council, if you're interested, committees. And I did reach out to Catherine. She's not available, the BOE. I reached out to Lana. She's not available, but her girls might be. They're in high school. So I'm hoping to bring a little bit of that element into it. If we fill up, we might do a morning and afternoon session. Mario's pretty much coordinating that, and he's in Mexico right now.
Yeah.
So we're sort of winging it. And the food truck thing, the green fair is going to be happening. That's June 9th, I think. At any rate, if we're moving on to the green team, we sort of had nobody able to attend that last meeting, so we sort of nixed it and
next one.
So that's my update with that.
Good.
That's it.
All right. I have two reports. I have Council President Strauss's report in front of me, so I'll read it briefly. The Clinton Township Board of Education met Monday, March 14th, during which meeting they announced their new superintendent, Dr. Melissa Stager, starts April 1st. Councilman Kachanowski and I both had an opportunity to meet with her. I think Councilman Kachanowski reported on that last night. So very happy to see that that moved forward. She seemed quite competent.
Yeah.
I think my wife is familiar with her from schoolwork stuff. So highly recommended. Their next meeting is May 2nd, both in person and live stream. The Historic Preservation Commission received an email from yours truly about a potential grant opportunity. And their next meeting is April the 6th. And from a public safety perspective, and this is something I would have reported anyway, we've conducted 5 interviews of sergeants who have applied to be lieutenants. And I'm sure in the coming weeks we'll have whittled that down to 2 by virtue of the promotional policy and the process. So Chief DeRosa will input all the scores from the interviews combined with scores for the resume and seniority. I think the promotional committee constitutes 85% of the total. So he will be working on that, and that will be forthcoming. All very good candidates, I will add. And he's had conversations with Chief DeRosa, Chief Emery, and nothing to report on OEM. Let's see. And I think that's it, just that he's going to look into some suspicious activity at Grace Hill
Park. Oh, yes. I did make a request. There's a lot of vandalism and whatnot at Brace, so we're going to have some police presence there.
Yeah.
Try to clean that up.
Good. And then my report, aside from the lieutenant promotions, we are within days of a number of real estate transaction closures, we hope. One of them being for 10 Concord. Also want to mention that we should, by the end of April, I would think, have closed on the old municipal building.
That's what it looks like, but...
Knock on wood.
Knock on wood, because you just never know. Closings have a tendency to derail at the last minute, and all sorts of weird things pop up. But yes, at the moment, it looks like that's...
The attorneys are working toward it together on both sides, so that and progressing with title work and what have you. The closure of Mobis, our engineer Larry has provided me with, and I should just send a copy of it. I have to call him still because I have a couple questions, but I should send a copy to Carl that I have it distributed. We do have a draft sketch of what the proposed closure would look like. The cul-de-sac would actually live in the town of Clinton, so that we don't have a dead street in Clinton Township. And it's been sent to the town, as I understand it, to review. And it has also been sent many emails back and forth to the state DOT for them to approve and review and provide guidance on. So closing Mobis is moving forward, knock on wood.
What's the benefit of not having a dead-end street in our town?
Well, there's no driveways on it. So it would be a real dead-end. It would be a paper street. And it's better to have a paper street that has no macadam on it than something that we've got to maintain. Mm-hmm. They would tear up the old road, put down topsoil and grass, and there's still stormwater that has to run through that, so we'll retain the right-of-way. Mm-hmm. But if we put the cul-de-sac, a little piece of it, in the town, the town's got to...
Yeah.
Plow it and turn around.
Yes.
So it benefits them as well.
Right.
One would think.
That's great.
We'll super probably have to pay for the work, but all's fair. From the Rec Committee, we met March the 14th. The Easter egg hunt with Dr. D is scheduled for April 9th, 10 to 11:30 a.m. I'll be there. And you know what? I will volunteer my kids, at least one of them, if they're free. Community Day, scheduled for April 30th. We're going to try to keep it as close to what we used to have 2-3 years ago as possible. There are certain things they're having a little bit of difficulty with. They're having some trouble getting food trucks. So if anybody knows a food truck vendor. But as I understand it, the beer will be provided by Sunken Silo this year instead of whoever they're usually using. So at least it's a local outfit.
That'll increase the crowds.
There'll be sports games going on and a whole bit. We're working on kind of a pilot partnership with High Bridge Basketballs, trying to help them get some space here, because a lot of the student population for the basketball program in High Bridge, the High Bridge Youth Basketball, comes from Clinton Township.
Oh.
And they have a very good program. And to the extent that we can make it easier for that program to run and to continue to benefit residents, great. And as I understand it, they have typically a cutoff with a wait list. So if we can allow more of our kids to play, make an opportunity, that's great.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Great.
Summer Rec, right now it's open, but they're limited to 130. As he adds staff, he'll increase that. He's hoping to get to about 200 children for the Summer Rec program. And they're planning to do 2 trips a week, so a little bit less than what they used to do, but at least getting back to doing some of the field trips that they used to have. We had a brief discussion about electric vehicle chargers at Bunt. The green team had suggested that we look into doing a grant to get an electric vehicle charger at some of our open space. Mm-hmm. And I had kind of suggested look at Bunt instead of some of the open space. It seemed to make more sense to me. The recommendee reviewed that request and reviewed it favorably and said that as long as they put the spot where Rec Director Sylvia says, he has a spot in mind. Mm-hmm. And as long as no rec funds are used to pay for it, we're fine. They're fine with it. The added benefit would be that it would require electric to be run. So Green Team's going to apply for the grant. And that would actually save us money in the long run, because I think we have to pay every time we have an event like Community Day some ridiculous amount of money, a couple thousand dollars for electric service for generators and stuff. So there would be actual cost savings and a benefit to the township in the long run. $1,600 a year they pay for the electric for that kind of thing. Food Truck Festival is going to be July 9th. You had it right. And there'll be another one November 5th. Mm-hmm. Very well received, organized by a private entity, but hosted here in conjunction. We get a little bit of monetary benefit from it. And they always put the field back to good status after being done. We also had a discussion on the Field of Dreams. We had, in the fall, gotten a quote to have the playground evaluated. Finally, earlier this month, got a quote for both repairing it and for completely replacing it with their community build model. So the repair quote, I think, was $75,000 for just repairing it, bringing it back up to snuff, and would require 75 people for about 5 days, 5 full days a week, for the whole week, to repair it, volunteer time. And the replacement.
How did it last time when it was made? It was so long ago.
It was volunteer. The whole thing was donated.
75 people, though?
That's the repair one.
Oh.
The replacement is $500,000 for the material and the guidance, and I think 100 people for something like 7 days.
Wow.
It's much more substantial.
Yeah.
The rec committee did not make a decision. Some of us, myself included, raised some questions, which I think we just got answers on Friday, so I'm sure it'll come back up at the next meeting. For example, I asked, well, for the repair, how long is it going to last? And got the estimate back 3 to 5 years.
Oof.
Which is,
yeah.
So we'll have to, there'll be more conversation around that. And as we all know, we're building a new playground, significant playground expense on the Marukian property. It will be a public playground.
Right.
The developer's actually putting in essentially the pad for it, the parking in their development, so
and the road for it,
and it's handicapped accessible. Yeah. It'll be a substantial playground, and well, we'll play by ear.
So on that playground, given the construction should be done in about, I think, 18 months, 20 months or something based on the stuff we're talking about later, when do we start kicking off the design of that playground and all of that stuff? We have all this lead time off these things. I have no idea.
I would ask the rec committee to have a design for it done probably by the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
This year.
Yeah, so then we can start scoping out what it is, where, how much it costs and all of that.
Because we'll want, I mean, the road will have to be in and done.
For right. And the construction will have to be done because you're staging there too, so.
That said, it's, we've already identified the location for it.
Right.
Last year, this time of year, the engineer had indicated how big it could be with parking to avoid having to, you know, design a complete stormwater management system, which when you do that, then you add $250,000 and it's.
Right.
Gets a little bit out of hand. So how big we can have it and all that, and where to situate it, we've got that roughly laid out.
Right.
Would it be a good idea for Tom to ask for community input on the playground?
I think so. I absolutely think so. I actually already have received a little bit on some of the requests and needs and such. It'll be limited because of he'll have to.
But it doesn't hurt to ask.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. So he'll do that or?
I would think they're recommending too.
Yeah.
I think they were actually talking about, I'm trying to remember, I didn't take notes on this, but, setting up, as part of that meeting, you know, setting up a table to solicit volunteers if we decided to prepare the Field of Dreams and input and that sort
right.
of thing. I certainly, and I've expressed this on a number of occasions, I would not want to do anything permanent with Field of Dreams as far as a decision to nix it without having the other one well underway.
Yeah, so I was sort of asking the timing, as a matter of fact, Brian, just to sort of say, based on when they're done, a construction period, you know, it's still a couple years away when this happens, all happens.
Right. One of the things that came out of the report, and you know, I wasn't here when they built it, the playground was intended to have a lifespan of 20 years. It's on 27.
Right.
And what's failing in some spots is structural, and it's in the ground. It's not anything that necessarily could have been addressed by staining the top or anything. And they have removed, the DPW has removed certain items from it that have become hazardous.
Right.
And we've got to keep an eye on the area for ash trees.
Yes.
So there might be some tree removal there as well for a few thousand dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think closer to five.
Yeah, it's pricey.
Yep. Well, I think that's it. I think I'll be quick on that. Administrator slash part-time clerk slash.
I have nothing.
Chief of file washer.
All right. With that, we'll move to public hearings. We have three this evening. The first is for an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending Chapter 165 Land Use Regulations of the Code of the Township of Clinton regarding performance and maintenance guarantees, inspections, and acceptance of improvements. We talked about this when we introduced it about a month ago. It's been reviewed by the planning board. We have a letter.
Yes, I was going to put that in the record.
We have a letter that it is consistent with the
master. Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a letter dated March 8th indicating that the board reviewed it at its meeting on March 7th and, as you indicated, found it to be consistent with the master plan.
Typically, they come back not inconsistent, so it's nice that it is consistent. And this, again, just brings us back into compliance with the current MLUL requirements when they updated that a couple of years back. Before I open the public comment, any other?
No, we discussed it in the introduction.
I hereby open the public comment, public hearing for this ordinance. Going once, twice. Seeing no movement on the further, I'll close the public hearing, and I will ask for a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Roll call when you're ready.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Mayor Millay?
Yes. Second public hearing of the evening is an ordinance to amend ordinance number 1157-2021, entitled An Ordinance to Establish Salaries, Wages, and Compensation Ranges for Non-Contractual Officials and Employees of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunter, and State of New Jersey. We had made an update to our salary ordinance late last year and identified early this year some items that needed to be tweaked. So, with that, I'll open the public hearing. Anybody from the public wish to make a comment? Ask a question? Grillis? Nothing? All right, close the public hearing. May I have a motion or any discussion?
No.
I'll ask for a motion then.
I'll move.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kupczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes. Our last public hearing is an ordinance amending ordinance number 1115-18 regarding the conveyance of a 6-acre portion of the Marukian site, Block 82, Lots 4 and 4.03, for the development of a municipally sponsored 100% affordable housing
project
by Clinton LIHTC Urban Renewal LLC. And thank you for that. My brain went, wait, that's not right. This, as mentioned at our last meeting, is to simply change the legal entity to whom we are conveying the property from Clinton LIHTC Urban Renewal to
Prevention Resources. Prevention
Resources, which is a nonprofit arm of the same company. And it is strictly a name change. The transaction will ultimately result in the same outcome with the same developer owning the property. It's just a...
It's essentially a pass-through for financing reasons on the developer's end. But the stipulation in the ordinance is that as soon as it is conveyed to Prevention Resources, Prevention Resources in turn has to convey to the Urban Renewal entity. So just has to happen sequentially, and the deeds have to be recorded sequentially on the same day.
So, given that information, I'll ask if anybody wishes to come as I open the public hearing and make any comments, object, applaud us. Nothing. All right. I'll close the public hearing. And is there any discussion?
No, we discussed introduction.
Very good. Before I ask for a motion, it is fairly urgent that we bring this to effect because we have closing upcoming
tomorrow.
Therefore, I will make the motion, and I will make the motion to adopt by a resolution declaring an emergency.
So you can, we've set it up so you could adopt the ordinance first, and then once that's done,
then we'll
move to the resolution next, because the resolution is specifically declaring an emergency and having the resolution go into effect tonight. Typically, it would be 20 days after passage, but the statute does provide, there is a provision in the statute where under emergent conditions, as long as there's a vote of 2/3 of the members of the council, you can have it go into effect right away. We have 2/3 of the council members present here tonight. We will need 4 votes for that resolution to pass, and if the resolution doesn't pass, then the ordinance goes into effect 20 days from now, but then the project won't close tomorrow.
I will state for the record that the developer is aware of some displeasure on the part of some of us for the...
Correct.
The hoops, as it were. So then I will ask for a motion to adopt the ordinance.
I'll make that motion.
May I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kupczynowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Keep her in suspense. Yes.
I don't know if I'm not hearing her. You're just teasing me.
Yes. I was talking about Patricia.
No, this is the ordinance. I don't need 3 votes on this.
It's the resolution you have to worry about.
We will now move to the resolution as described by council. This is a resolution declaring an emergency pursuant to NJSA 40:69A-181B and directing immediate implementation of ordinance number 116-2022. And if anybody wonders, Councilwoman Switlik and I are being pestered by what used to be a fly.
I'm slow ones.
It alighted on my shoulder and my head earlier. So, after witnessing that murder, may I have a motion for the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kuchinowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Okay.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes, and I dedicate my vote to that fly.
And I'm going to remove it because it might stay there for 6 months.
Take care of that tomorrow.
Let's see if that's cleaned up.
I'm gonna take care of that tomorrow. All right, now we shall move on to, we don't have any unfinished business.
Just number five.
We shall skip right to resolution number five, which is a resolution authorizing 2022-2023 farm service concession agreements for various properties in the township, which I don't believe I need to read off to various properties.
No, but although, actually in recognition that we unfortunately don't have hard copies of the agenda for everybody, we can just note it's Brace Hill, Hackett's Preserve, Coffelt, Marukin, just identified as Green Acres property.
Wasn't I asked about that? Why wasn't it Windy Acres? That's Windy Acres.
I don't know. That's very odd.
Isn't it?
And that is Windy.
Green
Acres must have been taken from last
year. Yeah, and then Prospect.
That's the only thing I could think of, because Bill mentioned it today, too.
Yeah, that's
I have no idea. I think Carla just took it from last year.
Well, been carried forward.
In any event, Windy Acres and Prospect, those are the properties in question.
And Councilman Glazer, you pulled it, so.
I did. I'm actually fine with it. It's a common thing we do every year, so it's not that. It's just, the question I had was, for the Windy Acres property, also known as the Green Acres property now, would it make any sense for us to consider having the mowing extended to maybe include the area around the pavilion and the Gitlow House? Or does that, I mean, he already has leaves there too, so I know it's a little bit more complicated. I don't want to clear the concession agreement, but I think we have a need as a township for periodic mowing on that part of the parcel. I'm just wondering, could that be included?
Yeah, DPW's been picking up that slack.
They have been, but is it better to have the farmer do it or better to have DPW continue to do it?
I just want them to mow these trails.
The exterior trails, I get it. And that's
that
fine.
Too.
Right.
I just know
last year around Gitlow, this became a problem with maintenance. So I'm trying to eliminate that as a problem this year again. I don't know who negotiates these agreements as far as possible.
Tom Sylvia does.
Mm-hmm.
I would love for that to be, because I would have to. I mean, it's got to be, you know, really tall grass. So who's going to go to a pavilion when they have to, like, bushwhack through high grass? So I would have to ask the DPW to come and do it on occasion. So it would be great if that's included.
Now, I don't know if these are time sensitive.
They may be.
I brought them here first rather than Tom was going to bring them to the farmers. First, and I suggested that they come here first.
Yeah.
Planning on walking, you know, delivering them this week to them and getting signatures so that they can be, you know.
Yeah, because they want to start their planting and all their.
Given the time sensitivity, one option may be adopt as is, but then talk to the farmer specifically for Windy Acres. We can always amend the agreement.
Fine by me.
That's good.
That way, since we don't have all the information tonight, that would be my recommendation.
Right.
Okay. And given that we don't have a clerk, I think it would behoove Councilman Glazer to perhaps call Tom Sully.
I'm not here either.
Right.
Yeah, I can call Tom tomorrow. Yeah, I'll call Tom tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sure.
I won't be back till
and you know you have
Tuesday.
My backing on it.
Yeah, well, I may refer to Amy for specifics. I don't know the property that well, so I can talk sort of like
conceptually about what we want, but if he wants details, I may have to defer, but sure, I'll call Tom in the morning.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Good. So would you like to?
So with that, I would motion that we adopt this resolution, and then I don't know, Trisco, do I say something separate about the addendum, or we just leave that out?
I think you leave it out, but you
leave
made
it
that.
Out for
leave
the
it
topic.
Out, but it's a point that we'll follow up on.
Yeah, right.
All right. So I motion we adopt the addendum.
I'll say
the resolution.
All right. May we have a roll?
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlet.
Yes.
Mayor Valet.
Yes. And Councilman Glazer, when you do that with Tom, feel free to mention that you this council supports it if the farmer's willing to do it.
And that's really it. I mean, obviously, we're not going to force anyone to do anything. It needs to be good.
All right. And I think the only other non-consent resolution here is this last one. It's a resolution amending resolution number 10-2022, appointing the township professionals for the year 2022. With not to exceed amounts. This is a resolution that simply amends the professional service, township professional resolution that we do at the beginning of each year, and it's to increase the not to exceed amount for our IT professional, as I understand it.
Right.
Right.
Probably we set that a little too low when we did the professional.
We did, especially
because we started mid-year last year.
Yeah, and
probably carried it forward.
Right, and I'm really trying to push things along. We have a lot of work to do.
And given the current status of world events, it behooves us to ensure that we have as secure a network as possible.
Right.
And we've definitely taken steps to secure
right.
our website and
right.
our cert systems.
We just put in battery backup for everyone.
Oh, good.
Just did that. Yeah, yeah. So things that probably should be here.
Good. Yeah, I'll take the motion.
Thank you.
Second.
I'll second. Thank you. So, Bill and Amy, if you're ready, we'll do the roll.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick.
Yes.
Mayor Millay.
Yes. We now have our last opportunity for everybody to bum rush the microphone. Public comment. For anything anybody wishes to comment upon? Anything? Seeing not much movement, I will close the public comment and I will ask Mr. Glazer to either opine on the deceased fly or say something else.
I think that's other but it's unfinished business for next week. I'll make a motion to adjourn. We'll carry forward the fly.
I did though.
Yeah, we did.
It had to be done.
Well, it might be finished business actually, Amy.
What?
Wasn't there
like
one to modify?
Is it in the consent agenda? Hold on, we're not done yet.
All right.
All right. Wait, I just want to make sure we did everything, and of course.
We gotta start over.
What?
That was just for IT. I thought there was another one.
I don't see anything else on the agenda.
I thought there was another one.
Yeah, and I didn't have anything in
Italian. Okay. Never mind. Okay. Sorry.
All right, so we had a motion by Councilman Glazer to adjourn, and we had a second by... Who seconded that motion?
Me.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Between this and...
If you're ready...
I know. She's just making sure we didn't miss anything. No, and I. This is very bad meeting. I'm sorry.
Roll call on the motion.
Roll call. Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick.
Yes.
And Mayor Millay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I have two sets of disorganized paperwork here.
Okay.
And we are at.
We are adjourned.
8 o'clock.